So with that, let's get into the ark. Chapter 25 of Exodus gives us the instruction that God gives. And so we're going to start, by the way, we're going to start from the way God gave it. We're going to start in the order that God gave the instructions to build these pieces. Now, the value of starting in this way, it starts at the pinnacle. It starts at the highest point and shows us what was in God's heart of what he wanted. And it shows us why we need and why we have to have faith and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, because without him, it would not be possible. And then as we move outward in the same order that God gave it, we find that there are conditions that help us maintain what the ark and the mercy seat has secured for us through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can even be in a relationship with God. So Exodus chapter 25, we get the introduction, God given the instructions to build this ark. And hope to get to the right chapter. So someone could read verses 10 through 16, Exodus 25.
And they shall make an ark of shittim wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold. Within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make it upon a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof, and 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it, and thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee.
Okay, just go over the, so here's where the ark went. You have the layout of the tabernacle, the ark was in the most holy place. And this is just another, you know, sort of a high pilot view of it. And as I mentioned earlier, as you go in, you encounter the burnt offering, the burnt brazen altar, the laver, the inner chamber, and then the innermost chamber. And so God started at the innermost chamber, and we found out that from the text that the ark was made of acacia wood. It was overlaid with gold inside and out. There was a crown molding of gold around the edge at the top. It had 4 rings that were used to carry it, and it was carried with poles that were likewise made of wood overlaid with gold. And it was so that the ark could be mobile, the ark could move. And we're going to go through a little bit of history about how the ark is recorded in the scripture. And one of the things we find is that the ark was used by God to lead the people. It led them in victory in Jericho. It led them across the Jordan. The ark was very pivotal in the history of the children of Israel. And so these are, you know, just some of the physical characteristics. We talked about the dimensions. It translates to 45 inches by 27 inches by 27 inches high. It was a box. Essentially, it was a box. But it was a box that God made a very interesting comment about. He says, you will put in that box the testimony that I will give you. The testimony that's being referred to here is the Ten Commandments that would go into and would reside in that box. And as the children of Israel would go from place to place, that was what would be before them. That would be what would lead them. That would be something that was to be important to them. Now, the second thing that we have is this second piece is the mercy seat, which sat on top of it. It was like the lid of this box. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about that. These are dimensions that we just talked about. And here, just one more thing about the contents. There are 3 things that Hebrews records for us that were in the ark, in the box. There was the tables of the testimony, or the Ten Commandments, the second set, right? Because remember the first set, Moses what? He broke them, right? And then we have the golden pot. This picture is not quite accurate. It's a golden pot of manna. That's just a regular old pot that they put up in the picture. And the third thing was Aaron's rod that budded. And all of this thing, all of these things have wonderful meaning and wonderful expressions as we understand how is it that God is going to be able to dwell with us? How is it that God is going to be able to have a relationship with men? We see all of these things will have value as we progress. So the mercy seat, this was made out of, let's get someone to read 17 to 21.
Make an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. And make 2 cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover. Make 1 cherub on one end and the 2nd cherub on the other. Make the cherubim of 1 piece with the cover at the 2 ends. The cherubim are to have their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. The cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the cover. Place the cover on top of the ark and put in the ark the testimony, which I will give you.
Okay, Lars, could you just read 22 as well?
There, above the cover between the 2 cherubim that are over the Ark of the Testimony, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites.
Yeah. So the mercy seat was made out of pure gold. It was, you know, shaped in the same dimensions because it was going to fit on top of the box of the Ark. It had this winged cherub that would look down. The faces of the cherubs would look down. A cherub, and Tim and I had a big discussion about this, but basically they are angelic beings that God created. And if you go through Scripture, we'll learn some things about what a cherub is and why God dispatches them and what they do. So there were 2 of them, and their wings outstretched over the mercy seat. Their faces were turned downward onto the mercy seat. And, you know, again, it was 1 piece of gold that was hammered and used to create this lid. And obviously it was placed on the top of the ark. And there are the dimensions. And I think that's where, so important thing that happened historically is the priest went in once a year, and we'll talk about this a little bit in a little bit, and he sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And, you know, the angels, they're looking down on that. We're going to talk a little bit about that as to what that really implies and what that means. And that's pretty much the place that we're going to stop in terms of just the physical dimensions, just getting familiar with these 2 pieces of furniture that were in the tabernacle.